We have a men's tennis student athlete, Micah Slosberg, played tennis for us, was one of our best tennis players we've had in school history. Originally was interested in STEM, but found business and economics as a better route. After he finished his tennis career playing here at Sac State to coach for us, and met his future wife here at Sac State, is here on a working visa now, and he's coaching, helping our tennis team.
How do we turn President Wood's vision into reality?
With a lot of collaboration with someone who also is like-minded, like Uri Faber, like they both have the same energy, and then someone to facilitate and work it. That's where I come in. So it's just a lot of putting the moving parts together and then having it flow and then just setting it. It'll just take care of itself.
I love it. Yes, so you've also been, how long have you been in combat?
Since I was a freshman at San Jose State.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So my journey into combat sports was actually very, very similar to how we're kind of catering to the students here. I stumbled into recreational judo as a PE class. I had no background. I just took PE. My public speaking professor also ran the recreational judo class at San Jose State University. And he kind of challenged me, he directly challenged me after we got done with my public speaking course. And he was just like, you wouldn't last 1 week in my judo class. So I then registered the following semester, never looked back. I spent the rest of my college career just going through the rabbit hole of judo because they have an Olympic training center there. So I worked my way from the recreational class to the intermediate and then made it onto the varsity team. And, took my career from there. And then after that, like mixed martial arts was nowhere near in my plans. Like it was just not there. But once I got done with my collegiate judo background, I got into the real world. I got a job, but there was something missing. There was just my passion wasn't like, there's just a passion that was missing. And then that's kind of where I stumbled into mixed martial arts, where all my friends were kind of like, all my judo teammates were like, oh no, you'd have to be crazy to jump into a cage. And I'm like, I would do it. And then that's kind of where I found my passion. I was like, this is my sport. Because judo, I love judo, but judo wasn't the sport that I felt was like for me. But when I fell into mixed martial arts, I was like, this is it. And then I took it from there. And then here I am.
Well, fantastic. You're actually now running.
Yes.
Running this whole thing.
No, so it's perfect because it's like, they always ask you like what you're like, they've always asked me over the years, like, what's your dream job? And it's like, fighting. I love, I have a passion for fighting, but as a dream job, it's kind of like, what would you do if you weren't fighting? It's like, you could never put your finger on it. Like some people would just be like, they want to be a geologist or whatnot. I never had anything that was kind of like, oh, I want to do that. But now I have this, and this essentially is my dream job. The ability to create an MMA program, and I'm, invested in the sport 100%, but also be able to share that passion with students and create a culture and just the big opportunity with something like this at this level, like, this is essentially my dream job.
Fantastic.
Combat U falls under the Department of Athletics here. So we have 21 teams, soccer and baseball and basketball. And now we have Combat U, which has four or five other disciplines that will fall under that. So my role is to let Hector and the coaches do their do their work with the students, but it's falling under the umbrella of athletics. So all the resources for the programs, from recruiting to sports medicine to facilities, all those types of things, I'll get involved with.
Wow.
I won't be out there fighting.
You won't like be that. Okay.
No. But it's
maybe,
providing all
maybe
the
in the metaverse.
Yeah, no.
So, Ryan has his eyes on that too.
And then, as Piram said, we recruit internationally for several of our sport programs. Certainly, basketball and tennis. Right now have significant number of international student athletes, and I expect our Combat U programs will also have a significant number of international students that are interested in participating, which is great for the sport and obviously great for our university.
Fantastic. In terms of like facilities, I'm sure there's going to be need for new facilities around Combat U. Is there anything going on?
Yeah, I think we've identified some training space here on campus in Yosemite Hall. So right across from where we're sitting now, right across the street from where we're sitting now, there'll be some training facilities that Combat U students can use to better their skills, whether that's in boxing or jiu-jitsu or judo, Muay Thai, wrestling. So we'll have some facilities here on campus for that. And then in collaboration and partnership with Uriah Faber at Uriah Faber's Ultimate Fitness, which is one of the world's best training facilities, which is just across the street from campus. We will work with Uriah to create a partnership where those facilities can also be used to benefit our Combat U student athletes. So
that's fantastic.
We're very excited about it.
I love it. No, it's one and only.
Oh yeah, yes. It's one and only.
Yeah, I love it. I think, you know, we met Uriah. Mm-hmm. Didn't make that happen, so we interviewed him.
Okay.
We met the president.
Yeah.
And we also met Aranjot.
Mm-hmm.
Listened to her story.
Oh yeah.
And just the way it's coming together on campus.
Pretty remarkable.
It's pretty remarkable. Yeah. Yeah. Usually, you know, these kind of like big ideas at institutions take some time, but
yeah.
I'm shocked at the pace. I'm shocked. Like it's pretty
cool. I'll use, we have a men's tennis student athlete, Mikas Losberg. Mikas came to us, international. A student played tennis for us, was one of our best tennis players we've had in school history. Originally was interested in STEM, but found business and economics as a better route. He continued after he finished his tennis career playing here at Sac State to coach for us, and met his future wife here at Sac State. Is here on a working visa now, and he's coaching, helping our tennis team.
Very cool.
But it was one of those who was recruited as an international prospective student to play at tennis here at Sacramento State. But it ended up turning into, fell in love with our university, with the sport, working with our students, and is now coaching and having a career here. So there are several examples of international student athletes in several sports here at Sacramento State, whether it's tennis, men's, women's basketball. We even have some on our football team now, soccer. Both of our soccer teams have international students, track and field. We find Sacramento State is a terrific place for international students, particularly student athletes. So with a diverse student population, with the international, it's an international city in terms of the community, it's state capital. So I think the city of Sacramento is a great place to live for those students who come across the world and are trying to make a home here. So we are very fortunate with the number of student athletes we have from all over the world. And it is our hope, our coaches recruit everywhere. And we have international students from Europe, South America, Southeast Asia, Latin America, South America, Canada. So we've been very fortunate to bring students from all over the world and to play sports here. I'll share a little bit of what I think why the attractiveness. You had mentioned that you have a lot of international students who are interested in coming to school in the United States based on a STEM degree program or an academic pursuit. Well, I think Combat U will give another avenue why international students may want to come to America. There's nothing like this that universities are offering in the United States. So for us to offer a program like this is going to be another reason why a prospective international student will come to Sac State, even if they have opportunities at other universities for STEM programs or other universities for, you know, other programs. There's nothing like this one. So I think we're going to have a step ahead of institutions in America for international students, because this is an option they can't get anywhere else. And if you watch, and Hector knows this, if you see what's happening in mixed martial arts professionally and on the worldwide amateur side of things, there are MMA is one of the largest sports and most popular sports across the world in many different countries, way more than it is in the United States. So us having this program, I think, is going to attract several prospective students who otherwise wouldn't consider Sacramento State as an option, or maybe even not even going to a United States college as an option. But because we have this program now, I think we're going to see an influx of interest from international students.
Love it. Love it. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I saw that in the stories of Aran and all these people who were here to study because of the gym close by.
Yeah, that was just because of now that we actually have a program, I think we're going to have a lot of Irans that are going to be interested. So
yeah.
I think it's really neat. It's
very cool. Very cool.
And good proximity to so many fighters who are actually professionals. That makes a huge difference.
Yes. Well, and I don't want to put Hector on the spot, but our coaching staff and Hector, you know, they also have connections worldwide, and several professional boxers or MMA fighters that come from different parts of the country, different parts of the world, will have connections in their homelands that prospective students may be willing to come to Sac State for. Mm-hmm.